Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Build your future with Trade Institute of Victoria.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the Front Bar All Sports returns tonight, 9 p.m. on Channel 7. And the host, Mick Molloy, joins us.
Our next guest has come back home to Triple M, waking Sydney up with Mick and MG in the morning.
Now we've learned that you don't like Frankfurts.
No.
This is
really upset with you today. Can we have a chat after the show?
Let's go to Noosa. I'm going to take my shirt off.
Yeah, I'll be limping off with a hammy real quick. I'll tell you right now.
You can hear him live on the Listener app or right now as we welcome Mick Molloy.
Front Bar All Sports. Yes. Hello, Mickey.
Here we go, boys. We're starting a new year and we all go over the trenches tonight. It's going to be a load of fun. Great to speak to you again, fellas.
The Furphy Front Bar too.
Oh, Mick, what's happened there?
I tell you what.
Yeah.
A bloody good beer, Furphy. And Mick, you'll be hearing all about it on the show tonight. I know people go, we need to make a major change. So it's either get rid of Andy Marr. Or change
the beer. Which should have to be up there.
Oh, I went down to the wire. So there's a bit more blue on the set this year, boys. But don't worry, same jokes, same old bastards telling them.
And maybe drinking out of handles this year.
Handles, that's right. I have to get used to the handle because, you know me, the pot is like an extension of my arm.
That's right.
So I've been carrying it around the house. I've been sleeping with it. I've been getting up with it. I've been sitting on the toot with it. And I tell you what, I like what I feel.
Right, Geelong born, of course, Furphy, down there. Correct. Now,
can I say this, by a mile, the best thing to ever come out of Geelong.
No,
of course, no question of that.
Come
on, Mickey boy.
No question of that. Now, all sports means we drift out beyond the AFL realm, and I'm just looking at the list here, Mickey. Lauren Jackson, an extraordiary story. Pat Rafter, great friend of this show, a legend. David Boone, Babs Boone's coming on.
Boone, we'll see how much of that Furphy you can drink in an hour.
Better he doesn't.
Might be able to break his own record.
You got to ask him about that. Now, are you going to ask him about that? Because he doesn't like talking about that, Mickey boy.
Oh, I know he doesn't. And probably on a show that's promoting beer and the responsible serving of alcohol.
Listen,
we might all give it a wide berth, but I'm looking forward to asking him a lot of questions. Did you know this?
Yeah.
I'm not sure you do. He took a wicket.
I know.
He took a wicket at the highest level. Imagine. We're trying to track down his one and only victim. That would be a great interview.
Not Brayshaw, is it?
I'll tell you what, you've got, no, because we're talking highest level. what we've got, Mickey, is him, Michael Slater and Mark Taylor all have a test wicket and are all in a race to the bottom. Are the worst bowlers ever seen in the game.
Oh, that's a trifecta. We'll actually put those up back to back. Yep. And we'll put it over. It'll be like what was the old comp? Classic catches.
So, yes.
I'm interested in this, Mickey, because I know your knowledge of all sports is extensive.
Mm. Sure.
And Birrarung Ma, extraordinary.
Very good, actually.
Brain like a bloody encyclopedia when it comes to all of that. But interests me. How much does Pang know about cricket, for instance? Mm.
He's a big cricket fan. Do you know what? He's an actual West Indies nuffy. If you go, if you go to his house, I swear this is true. He's got like a serial killer room out the back where he's got all old bats that are signed and all the old. Remember the WSC tops from different years.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
He can tell you which one was which, and he's actually, I was genuinely surprised, but and openly says he barracks for the West Indies, which is very unpatriotic for.
Especially given how bad they are now.
Who barracks for New Zealand? Maxie Gorn?
Yep. Yeah, he's from New Zealand.
Yeah. Gee, they had some shockers, didn't they? What was it? Oh, I remember.
Snedden.
During the Bracewell era.
Oh, yeah. Hedley Howarth.
Some of those diarrhea browns. Oh. Tops coming in off the long run.
John Wright. And then Graham Arnold, Johnny Bertram, Alfie Langer.
Now, I run into Johnny Bertram because he drinks coffee near me and we have a chat now and then. He's still sailing and won a good competition last week, Jim. So he's still going well.
Where do you think he sits amongst the best skippers ever? I'll throw some skippers at you.
Right.
You tell me where he sits.
Who?
Captain Scatino.
Yeah, he's a love boat or something.
Skipper for Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
No, he's still up top.
Captain Stubing.
Oh, now you're talking. Okay. Now it's heads bobbing.
No,
this one will test you. Captain Feather Sword. Oh. No, he was a pirate.
He was
a pirate. He spent a lot of time at sea. Captain and Tennille.
Oh, there we are. Back to the 70s.
Captain Jack Sparrow. What about Magellan?
Yep.
Yeah. Could he win attacking duel against Magellan? I doubt it.
I've got one more captain for you.
Go on.
Captain Spaulding. Oh. Is he still playing around the traps, Mick, Captain Spaulding?
I thought you were going to say Captain Birdseye, but no, he went there. Captain Spaulding.
Eddie's Tavern on a Monday night. Back in the day. Oh. I dare you to ask Johnny Bertram when he comes on, Mick, if he actually does, in fact, have a winged keel.
Oh.
If he doesn't, what? Like,
at home.
Whether he's fashioned it into something winged. Just...
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ask him if Ben Lexon designed his moustache.
Yes. No,
we've got
I love
good moustaches on. That's, you know, we open up with John Bertram, and then the following week it's Bernie. Ooh, where do you want to go? Where do you go after that? Yeah. You have to go Nuke.
Merv. You bloody will. Merv, exactly right. I think you've already had Merv on, haven't you?
We have had Merv on. Yes. So.
All right, now we like that, but...
I don't want to ask a question about the breakfast show.
Just wait a minute, all right, because we'll have a little break with Mick.
What about the promo?
We'll have a break with that as well.
Right.
The Front Bar All Sports, 9 p.m. tonight on the mighty 7 Network.
How much is he getting paid?
More with Mick Molloy next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great Britain, then America, Ukraine, and then... Azerbaijan.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Mick Molloy joins us ahead of the Front Bar All Sports returning 9 p.m. tonight on Channel 7. And you can hear him on the Listener app with MG hosting Triple M Breakfast in Sydney.
Now, Mick Molloy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good to already been on. Yeah.
I'm just going to quote something from last year when you left Hot Breakfast. And you, quote, unquote, I am never, ever, ever doing breakfast radio again. Live? No.
So I may have been misquoted.
So why are you doing breakfast radio for Triple M in Sydney?
Right. Sometimes in life, opportunities present themselves that just... can't be not taken, if you know what I mean.
How much?
Well, let's just say one of those giant novelty checks that Tony Gregg used to hand out at the end of the game came my way. You know what? To be honest, I've done just about everything in radio, and I went, I've never really had a crack at Sydney breakfast. I'll go up there and take on those lightweights and come home with the chockies. So... anyway, that's where we're at, and I am. Back in mornings.
Now, give us a nip, because we don't get to hear the show down here, of course. What time are we starting, please? Yeah. Because normally a breakfast show is underway by 6.
6, yeah.
Yeah, they call me the baker. I'm up about 1, 2 in the morning, so just getting in there, going through some jokes. 6 is the start.
But what time do you start?
Oh, mate, I'm already. I hit the ground running. I come in hot at about 5:45 and fire up the locals and get it all going. And then, you know, usually hang around for about 4 hours afterwards, asking, is there anything else I can do before I leave? You know.
The studios up there, Mick, are a place called World Square. You been anywhere near there?
Well, I have, and let me tell you, sometimes I come from straight across the road just to be there. I saw on camera, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing at 5 a.m. I mean, Jesus, a few people coming in. These massages are places are popular, aren't they?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
There must be a lot of people with very sore necks.
Chinatown, of course, just down the road too, so you can get a beautiful feed at the, I think, the Golden Triangle used to be one of the work.
You know me, we've done it before. The three of us have all been huddled around a lazy Susan.
Of course we have.
Popping those dumplings like Maltesers. So, mate, it's a good part of town. It's a good city, and I'm actually enjoy it. MG's not bad value, to be honest.
He's good fun.
He's a great bloke, and you know, you kind of when he gives you the stink eye, you kind of do what he says.
Yes, exactly. Did I hear that you slipped? Speaking of enjoying yourself, over to Thailand for New Year's Eve, Mick.
Speaking of massages.
I did. I went to Bangkok, and it's all in my new Prince Harry style autobiography. There is a sealed section. For, what an idiot that guy is. Have you had a go at the autobiography?
No.
Spare.
Anyone who talks about their penis and their mummy in the same sentence is kind of, I reckon, needs another editor.
As we get back to the front bar coming up tonight, of course, all sports. I haven't seen it, but you were telling me, Bill, there's a very nice promo being put together.
Well, there's a promo, and unfortunately someone doesn't have a shirt on.
Oh, no. It
takes me back a week or so ago, maybe up in Noosa. But have a listen to the promo for the front bar with Mick and, of course, old... Pangos.
You're a dickhead, Pang. I'm telling you, it's this Wednesday, front bar, All Sports National.
You are a liar.
I swear on my daughter's life.
You don't even have a daughter.
I swear on Andy Marr's life.
That means even less.
Don't you walk away from me, Pangos. Oh, dick, now I've done my hammy.
It's not your hammy, that's gout, you fat.
And he's got his shirt off, Jim, so imagine that.
And the last line wasn't scripted, by the way. That was just a little bit of ad-libbing from Pangos.
Pangos? Well,
people are calling him Pangos. I really hope sticks, man. People don't realise this because my shirt is off and it does drive the ladies a little insane. But I actually put on 10 pounds for that role.
Did you?
No one asked me to. just went out and went nuts. But that is some of the best gout acting you'll ever see. When I limp off, Daniel Day-Lewis rang me and went, look, I did my left foot. But that is without doubt the greatest bit of gout acting. And in my case, it's method acting, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. He is
working up for that role.
Mick, you used to have the gear off on that big billboard, Punt Road, near the famous home of the Tigers. And caused more car accidents than anything in Victoria.
It caused more car accidents. And Richo reckons there was a billboard up at the Richmond Bridge, the railway bridge, and it was behind the goals. And Richo reckons that's why you can't kick straight. He reckons he spent all the time of his senior playing of trying to avoid that. And Glenn Robbins said to me once, he goes, look, I don't mind your billboard. He goes, they've erected one around near where I live, and it's just opposite a primary school.
Oh, no.
He goes, it's not great for the kids, but also, too, you have to slow down to 40Ks before you pass it. So you can't actually bolt through, but I'll be taking that up with Pat Rafter because we've both been underpant models.
Yeah.
Pat, of course, for Bonds, and me, of course, for Triple M. So that one could go down to the wire, ladies.
Your belly button looks like the Burnley Tunnel, fair dinkum. Have a look at it. Wow. Hey.
That belly button can follow you around the room, like, you know, eyes in a painting. You gotta watch out.
What's Pang doing now? Because
I don't know.
He doesn't do any radio anymore, so he's just doing your show. That's it.
He's hopeless, and he barely does our show.
Oh,
you
exactly.
Watch him. He shuts up shop after about Sig 4. I could put a sack of potatoes on his stool and ask it questions, and it'll be just as responsive.
Bloody expensive.
Front bar, All Sports, 9 p.m. tonight. Mickey, I know you're on a tight run, so we'll let you go.
But
good luck tonight. Not that you'll need it.
Love it. Thanks, boys. Always appreciate you.
Hey, how much, Mick? How much are you getting?
How much? It's a packet of burgerines and half a paddle pop.
Mick Molloy on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Start on your way to becoming a registered builder with the Trade Institute of Victoria. Head to tib.vic.edu.au. RTO 21920.